Hello and welcome back. It's Sunday at Charleston Wine and Food Festival. I'm Kat Johnson with Heritage Radio Network, and if you can't tell, last night was when the party happened. We're all going to be a little bit, our voices are going to be a little bit weaker than before, but we're so excited to be here. It's Sunday. We have five more hours of live radio for you. I'm going to give you a quick preview of what's coming up today. We're kicking things off here at the Springer Mountain Farms campfire at 12:15. We have our third live Grape Nation with Sam Benrubi. At 1 p.m., we're going to talk to Steve Palmer and Jacob Hutter from the Indigo Road Restaurant Group. At 1:45, we're back over here at the Springer Mountain Farms campfire. So come listen to us chat and get some food while you're at it. At 2 p.m., we have a special podcast takeover with F&B Radio that are based here in Charleston. And then at 2:45, we're going to be talking to Nat Bradford, Brian Ward, and Forrest Parker about the African runner peanut, which they are working to bring back from the brink of extinction. And then at 4 p.m., we're ending our trip here in Charleston with a very exciting episode of HRN Happy Hour, which is a weekly show hosted by myself and Katie Mosman-Wadler. And our guests for that show will be Robert Stelling of Hominy Grill and the executive director of Charleston Wine and Food, Jillian Zettler. And we're so excited to wrap up the festival with Sunday's programming, and I hope that you stay tuned all afternoon. If you are at the festival, you can tune in live at heritageradionetwork.org/live. And lastly, I want to thank our sponsors, Big Green Egg, Springer Mountain Farms, the Wisconsin Cheese, and the Julia Child Foundation for making all of this amazing, amazing programming possible at Charleston Wine and Food. So now I'm going to pass things off to Katie Mosman-Wadler, and she is going to tell us what is going on over here at the Sea Island Forge Grill.
Well, thanks, Kat. I would say, our voices may be dampened, but our hearts and minds are strong, and we've been having a great weekend so far here at Charleston Wine and Food. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce Blair Machado, executive chef of Pugin's Porch here in Charleston. Welcome, Blair.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on radio. So we're here right now at the Springer Mountain Farms Campfire Confessionals, and you've got some wings on the grill. So I wanted to have a chat with you and talk a little bit about your culinary background and talk about what we're going to be eating here over the campfire. But just starting off, you are in a new gig now at Pugin's, and I was hoping you could give us sort of a brief bio about you and your culinary background and how you wound up at Pugin's Porch.
So I've been at Pugin's now since early January, so it's been about 5 weeks now. So it's been a really nice transition. Before Pugin's, I was at Indaco. I was a chef de cuisine there for a year. So going from, kind of modern Italian to classic Southern has been a really, really fun transition. And also at Pugin's, we're a 40-year-old restaurant. So, it's a really awesome place to step into. And, it's just really nice to have a great reputation to really try to uphold at this point.
So, awesome. Yeah, and you have a really strong butchery background. Can you talk about how you became a butcher?
I actually moved to Charleston to learn how to butcher. The guy that I worked for at the time was Jeff Ryan. He was an AM butcher at Fig. And so he took me under his wing, and I worked directly with him and Chef Jason Stanhope for about 2 years. And we were bringing in every single whole animal in the restaurant that we could. And so that was where I really developed my understanding and love for the whole animal, which is what I've done at Pugin's for the last 5 weeks, is actually standardize a whole butcher program for the company. So,
and kind of for the layperson, what does that mean, and what are some of the changes that you're making at Pugin's that are kind of unique to your butchery background and the whole animal approach?
Well, the first thing I did was I worked exclusively with Keegan Fillion Farms from Walterboro. So I brought in a whole hog, and we developed the entire pork menu around that hog. So we have a rotating menu based off of it. We take the ham from the back leg and pound out some beautiful steaks that we do a country fried steak with. And then we take the loins out of the middle and do a beautiful grilled pork chop on it. So we actually take down the entire animal for the entrees, and then we use the scraps for sausages and stuff like that on the brunch menu. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you getting into the bone broth trend at all, too?
Always, yeah. Yeah. We roast the bones off, and we use that for all of our gravies and our soups and stuff like that. So it's a full use, and even down to the skin. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, being new to Pugin's, and you worked at a lot of different restaurants, how long does it take you at a new restaurant to feel that you're kind of in the groove and settled in and that things are kind of at pace?
It might be a very loaded question, but I feel like I'm starting to understand more of what the expectations of a large restaurant like that is. Mm-hmm. You know, yesterday we did 980 covers between brunch and dinner.
Wow.
So it's one of those things, you know, it's a 70-year-old building, and it wasn't designed to be a restaurant, and mm-hmm. that's one of the, you know, daily challenges that we, you know, as a team really come together and rise above. And so I feel like I'm starting to hit my stride.
Cool.
But yeah,
well, from what I've heard, it's going super well so far. For people who are maybe new to the Charleston area who haven't been able to eat at Pugin's yet, tell us about the kind of ethos behind the menu there.
Well, we, you know, really just try to respect the classics as much as we can. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. And so, you know, we're really known for our shrimp and grits, and we make our biscuits daily. Every single person that walks in gets a biscuit. So when we do our 980 people, that's one person upstairs basically making biscuits all
day. That's one person making all the biscuits.
Yes, ma'am.
That's incredible.
We have about four or five different people trained on the biscuit making. Mm-hmm. Anyone can jump in at any time, but on the weekends we do have one biscuit person. They have their own room, and you know, they make biscuits all day.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So tell us about what's on the grill here today. We've got some chicken.
So today we have some really, really nice chicken wings from Springer Mountain. We did a 24-hour dry cure on them. So we took some local dry spices and some coffee, actually, and let it sit in the spice for about 12 to 24 hours. And then we Pugin's Porch also has a sister restaurant called Pugin's Smokehouse. So I was able to go to the smokehouse and use the smoker there. We smoked them for about 6 hours. And now what we're doing is we're finishing them on the grill, getting them nice and crispy. And we're actually doing a sorghum mustard glaze over the top.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And talk about this grill for a minute. This is a pretty unique sort of open fire grill that I hadn't seen before this weekend.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of different variations of it. Kudu Grill does something very similar, Cowboy Cauldron, but this to me is probably one of the coolest tools I've ever cooked on. There's the adversity of what you can do with it. I mean, you can interchange all the different parts of it. You know, it really is designed to work with a chef, and I just couldn't be more impressed with this this work piece.
Awesome. It's so beautiful out here to be kind of standing around the campfire being warmed. It's a cooler day in Charleston.
Yeah, when I saw the temperature was going to be at 40 this morning, I couldn't think of a better day to be, you know, next to the campfire.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, this looks great. How many folks from your team are here with us?
I have one of my sous chefs from the smokehouse, and I actually am a lucky enough guy to have the partner from the company helping me out today, Chef Daniel Doyle.
Oh, awesome. So, yeah. Cool. And how long are you out here doing this demo?
We'll be here till about 1:15.
Okay, or until sold out. So
yeah, until
so
sold
get
out.
Here
so
quick
we
for
have
these
600 wings.
Wings.
We're going to 86 right. them as quickly as possible. So come on down and get some chicken.
Awesome. Well, you're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We are broadcasting live from the Charleston Wine and Food Festival in Charleston, South Carolina, hometown of Chef Blair Machado, Pugin's Porch, who's been kind enough to chat with me here over the campfire this morning. So Blair, I just want to say a big thank you. I know it's been a huge weekend for you, so really appreciate you taking the time with me this morning, and can't wait to try these wings.
My pleasure.
Awesome. Well, thanks, and we're going to be right back after a short break with a special episode of The Grape Nation, which is one of our weekly shows on Heritage Radio Network. We are a member-supported nonprofit radio station broadcasting out of Bushwick, Brooklyn, and we're so happy to be here this weekend at the Charleston Wine and Food Festival. So thanks for tuning in. Once again, if you are off-site, you can check us out throughout the duration of the Culinary Village. We are broadcasting from heritageradionetwork.org/live. We'll be back. See you soon. Thanks.